Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Hello and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from Mickey, who has, listen up people, listened to every single episode of the podcast. We love that, Mickey. All the rest of you, if you're slacking, go catch up on the back episodes. She says, I know Margaret has talked about giving into Fortnite in her house. Well, I have too. My question is, how do I discuss internet safety with my son, 7, who wants to play online with his friends when I have no clue what playing online entails? I have never been a gamer and neither has my husband, and I feel like we are flying blind. I don't want to hold him back from socializing with friends, especially now, but I don't want him to get into a bad situation either. Thank you guys. Mickey. Okay. So I, first of all, am going to give you the extremely helpful advice. You should Google that. Because rather than spending, I only have about 6 minutes here. So rather than spending all of that time going through how to keep kids safe online, just Google safety around kids and Fortnite, how to keep my kids safe while playing Fortnite. There's a million better articles than I can spout out that have been written about that. But I'm going to give you some parameters that work in our house as well. So the very first thing that we do is that our kids play Fortnite in rooms that we have access to, and they're basically in the middle of. So originally this was the middle of our living room, and anyone who has kids who play headset games, young kids especially, kids have some trouble regulating the volume of their voice when their ears are covered. And so originally I wanted them in the room with me, and then they moved into the playroom, and then we actually moved them downstairs into a gaming room. But it's next to the laundry room. So yes, I am in and out of that room all day. So that's one thing. My kids don't play anywhere in isolation where we don't basically have some general sense of what is going on. In my experience, Fortnite involves a lot of yelling, screaming, sometimes vague naughtiness, but I do kind of keep it under control. And I keep an eye on it, and I will walk in and be like, you know what, that doesn't sound super appropriate. Are we all picking on one player here, or are we playing nicely? And it's not my son's favorite thing when I do it in front of his 12-year-old friends, but let me tell you, it's his bad luck to have me as a mom, because I will go in, and I haven't yet, but like I would pick up the headphone off his head and yell at one of his friends and be like, you know what, get it together, let's be nice. So I think the biggest thing is not letting this become an activity that happens in total isolation from you. I actually also know nothing about video games. I was never a gamer, and my husband, I mean, we're also old. Like we didn't, I was a gamer, like I played Pitfall on the Atari, you know? Oldilocks alert.
Back in my day.
I mean, none of us have experience with this headset gaming. And so I just talk to my kids a ton about no strangers allowed in the game. When I sometimes am doing the laundry, I stop by, who's on the game? Who's playing? Who's this guy? I don't recognize him. Oh, that's Sean's cousin, Tim. Okay, is he being appropriate? Yeah, he's fine. And those are the dialogues that we have all the time. And I think this is kind of the new world. And so I was not a big fan of the Fortnite idea. I'm still not loving Fortnite. It's a lot of like shooting people to death. And, you know, I don't love to hear my kids be like, I got a headshot on that guy. It just bums me out and grosses me out. And so I've also talked to them about, like, you know, I don't love that. I don't really want to talk about that. I find it unappealing. And so I kind of represent the voice in our household of, like, I'm not interested in this. But it has kept them very connected during the pandemic to their friends. It gives them, like, a really good social outlet, and it involves some things that I'm not comfortable with. But in my 50-50, 50% what works for you, 50% what works for the kids, I have to say it works for both of us, but I do verbally often push back against the violence. And I'm like, here's why this grosses me out. And my kids seem somewhat open to listening to that. So that's all I can say. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't necessarily choose it, but it is where we are right now. And then I just think you basically know what's going on, who they're playing with. You set super rules and parameters. Let me tell you, with Fortnite, our new rule is you have to be off the screens at 8 o'clock. That means if you have a match that finishes at 7:55, you don't start another match. If we're doing a generalized screen time, I will call out last match. And that means at the end of this match, you all have to get off your screens. Because the other thing with Fortnite is that it draws you into a world of, you know, you play more, play more, play more. And so that's been another conflict that we're working on. But I think it kind of underscores a lot of good skills, which is, like, time management, figure it out. When people are, you know, misbehaving, I expect you to get off the game. You would be so much better served taking your headset off and saying someone was being inappropriate at the game, so I left, than having me walk by with a load of laundry and hear something inappropriate, because then you're off for 2 weeks and no one's happy. And so I think you give them some control. 7 is pretty young. And so I think you probably have to be a little bit more on top of this. And I wish I could say, I'm not even 100% sure. I guess you can set up parental controls and stuff, and you don't want your 7-year-old talking to strangers. So make sure you set it up that way, or you have to let your 7-year-old know if anyone is in your room who you don't know, you have to leave. And if I find that you're talking to someone I don't know, that's the end of Fortnite. And those are the kind of parameters you have to set around it. I believe you can, my husband sets all this stuff up, but I believe you can set it up some way that they can't talk to strangers. And basically, that's how we run Fortnite in our house. And go ahead and do some Googling. There's plenty of people smarter than me who have talked about this. But I think it's like we always say, the rules are the rules. So, like, this is how you behave out in the world is how you're going to behave on Fortnite. You're going to use appropriate language. You're not going to bully people. If people are bullying you, you're going to come get me and we're going to see if we can work it out. And basically, we're all going to be in on what's going on this world together. And then you're going to take the primary responsibility. Again, with the 7-year-old, my youngest is 10. I would back this up a little bit and realize that, like, he probably can't take as much responsibility. And I would really monitor him. I think 7 is a little young for Fortnite, but if you choose to have him playing, if he's finding his community there, I would stay pretty involved in it for right now and really just keep half an eye on what's going on. There's no big mystery. I know you don't know about video games, neither do we, but stay around it and make sure it's something that you're pretty aware of. Mickey, I hope that helps. If you guys have thoughts on Fortnite, gaming, or really anything at all to do with parenting, come to facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast and join our community. You can talk to us. You can talk to other moms. You can give feedback on our episodes, but mostly if you think they're good. If you think they're bad, you can just yell that outside into your lawn. And we look forward to talking to you there and talking to you more later in the week. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear?
Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya.
What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of there, life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unsticking It.